Good morning, people of God.
Good morning.
Welcome this morning as we do gather as God's people in this strange time that we have with the virus that's going around the world. But it's good that we are gathered here today, and we're going to do things today to minimize our contact with each other. So if you need to, give yourself a little space. We got plenty of room. Just give yourself a little space. Just spread out a little bit. That's perfectly fine. We are not going to be having communion today, or probably next Sunday too. We'll have to see kind of how everything goes during the week. So please keep an ear out for updated announcements as far as the happenings here at church. This is the way we're going to share the peace today. This side right here and this side right here, you're going to stand up and you're going to turn towards each other. Hey, let's practice it, okay? We're going to have time today. Practice it. Turn towards each other. And then this side says, "The peace of the Lord be with you." And this side says, or you could say, "I'm also with you." It's okay. Either way is fine. So, okay. So that's the way we're going to share the peace today. Also, we are, instead of passing the offering plates during that time of our worship today, the offering plates will be located at the door back there. Because once again, the number of us handling the plates are numerous, and we just want to really be, it's really out of care for you, for us all, and for our community here. So please. And I want to encourage you to please pray during the week, whenever you can. Please pray for those who are infected, those who are caring for those who are infected, and for the families that are also a part of that. Have we got this up and going yet there, Josie? Do we have internet now? Let me ask you to do something here. If you have, even if your iPhone is in a mute mode, turn your phones off, because even if it's on, it's drawing from the Wi-Fi, and that takes. Am I correct here with that saying? So, if you have an iPhone, just please turn it off at this time. Completely off, so it doesn't draw upon the Wi-Fi. Because sometimes in here, because of all the phones and such that are drawing from it, it limits the amount. Okay. Anyway, in spite of all this, how are you?
Grateful.
Let's see. Oh, I have another. I'm going to ask. We have a new choir director. Hey! Brian, you want to stand? Go ahead and stand up. This is Brian Klein. He's new to the area here, and I got to know Brian. We sing together in the Menominee Singers. And he's a recent graduate of St. Olaf College. They know something about music there. You know, I'm as a Cobber, it's hard for me to say, but it's true. Anyway, but welcome, Brian. We're very glad and grateful that you're here with us today. And this, what a way to debut as the choir director here today with this, right? All right. Very good. Well, I invite us to stand as we're able, as we prepare our hearts and minds with our confession and forgiveness. And it's here at the baptismal font that we once again begin. We begin here in the name of the one in whom we are named and to whom we belong. We begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Almighty God, God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people. Turn us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our opening hymn. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
The help of the church for the youth.
Let us pray. Merciful God, the fountain of living water, you quench our thirst and wash away our sin. Give us this power, O Holy Spirit. Bring us to drink from the well that flows with the heavenly truth. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
First reading for today is found in Exodus chapter 17. From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of the Israelites journeyed by stages, as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile and go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it so that the people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" Word of God, word of life. Our psalm for today is Psalm 95. Let's read responsively. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. For you, Lord, are a great God, and a great ruler above all gods.
In your hands are the heavens and the earth, the heights and the hills are also yours.
The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Oh, that today you would hear God's voice. Our second reading is from Paul's letter to the Romans, speaking to us then and today. Romans chapter 5. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more surely then, now that we have been justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more surely, having been reconciled, will we be saved by his life. But more than that, we even boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Word of God, word of life.
The Gospel comes from John, chapter 4, verses 5 through 42. And so, go ahead. And so Jesus came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her,
"Give me a drink."
His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him,
"How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?"
Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans.
"If you knew the gift of God, and who is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water."
"Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well, and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?"
"Everyone who drinks from of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I give them will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life."
"Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water."
"Go call your husband and come back."
"I have no husband."
"You are right in saying I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true."
"Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem."
"Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth."
"I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us."
"I am he, the one who is speaking to you."
Just then the disciples came. They were astonished that he was speaking with a woman, but no one said, "What do you want?" or "Why are you speaking with her?" Then the woman left her water jar and went back to the city. She said to the people,
"Come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he?"
They left the city and were on their way to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him,
"Rabbi, eat something."
"I have food to eat that you do not know about."
"Surely no one has brought him something to eat."
My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to complete his work. Do you not say 4 months more, then comes the harvest? But I tell you, look around you and see how the fields are ripe for harvesting. The reaper is already receiving wages and is gathering fruit for eternal life, so that sower and reaper may rejoice together. For here the saying holds true: one sows and the other one and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you do not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor."
Many Samaritans from that city believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He told me everything I have ever done." So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman,
"It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May be seated.
I would ask for all the young children to come up, but I think we have one. Does she want to come join me? So we've been doing a series. The picture is laying right in front. So we've been doing a series where I've gotten some pictures, some coloring pages, and then I read a little story. But there we go. We got the second kid coming. Morning, Bill. Come on up, Libby. Come on up and sit down. And so, seeing that we have very few children this morning, I figured there might be lots watching on Facebook right now, and so we will read the story anyway. Yeah? Yeah. Well, hold it so that they can see it. Our visitors on Facebook would like to see the picture, I think. The story goes, the promises God makes come to us because of God's gift for us. What is that gift? We have hope because God loves us. That is God's greatest promise, to love us for eternity, and he's going to make sure that happens. It reminds me of a Bible passage a lot of us have already heard and memorized. Do you know John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Love is what Christmas is about, for sure, and it's also what Lent and Easter are about. And that love isn't silly. It isn't sentimental. It's not about sweet things. Love is about God's amazing, great love for us, people who often mess up. God's love is strong. It is patient, true, and giving. Indeed, generous. It is selfless and forgiving. It is love so deep, so profound, so awesome. God would do whatever it took to make sure we would be with him forever, eternally. The psalmist wrote, "The Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever." And what God was willing to do was have his son, Jesus, die for our sins. That's love. So today we hear a message of love, a love that was promised first in the Garden of Eden, a love that was proclaimed by the prophets of the Old Testament, and a love that was announced to last a loving young woman named Mary. She opened her heart and her life to welcome that gift of love. She shows us a good example of how we can welcome God's loving gift of Jesus into our lives as well, fully and completely. The birth of God's love is the answer to the promise. That's good news, because God promises the gift of eternal life to all who accept that love. Thank you for joining me, all. Thank you.
Kind of felt like Vanna there for a little bit. Would you please pray with me? Loving God, we are grateful this day, truly grateful for the gift of your grace that surrounds us, your spirit that breathes life into us, and we're grateful for your word. Now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, both here and on stream, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know, how many of you watch any late-night TV? Anybody watch any late-night TV? This last one, you know, you don't make it that long, do you? You get way up way too early. This last week, kind of an interesting phenomena was that the late-night hosts, whether it's Stephen Colbert or Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon or whoever you watch, there were no people in the audience. They shut it down. And it was really strange watching the people who usually are there interacting with people trying to make a go of it. and how much more work that is in that fashion. You know, it's like their words were just going out there, and there was no reaction from anybody else. And I got to thinking about that this week as I read this story of the Samaritan woman, and how here is a person who is out there by herself and has an encounter with the Holy One, with Jesus. I'd like to share a story with you. And the story is called Hang In There. There's a pastor named Tom who makes the time each month to go down to the homeless shelter in his city to work with the soup kitchen. After the homeless people have been fed, he then invites each of them to join him in a service of Holy Communion. And many of them will come with him to the little chapel in the shelter and join in the Lord's Supper. They have shared the soup together in the soup kitchen, and then they come to share the bread and the cup together at the altar in the chapel. One day, Tom had an unforgettable experience during the communion service. As he was moving down the altar, he came to a man kneeling there who looked like he had been out on the street for quite some time. The man looked up at Tom and whispered, "Skip me." "What?" "Pardon me," Tom said. In a louder whisper, the man said again, "Skip me." "Why?" Tom asked. "Because," the man said, "I'm not worthy." Tom said, "Neither am I." Then Tom added, "I'll tell you what. I'm going to serve communion to these other people. Then when I'm going to come back and serve communion to you, and then I would like you to serve it to me." The man blinked and said to Tom, "Father, is that legal?" "Yes, it's legal. It's beautiful. And that's what we're going to do," Tom answered. Tom went on down the altar and served all the people kneeling there. And then he came back to the reluctant man and said, "What's your name?" And the man said, "Josh." Tom placed the elements of the Lord's Supper before him and said, "Josh, this is the body of Christ given for you, and this is the blood of Christ shed for you. Eat this and drink this in the remembrance that Christ came for you and Christ died for you. Amen." Josh blinked back tears in his eyes, and he received Holy Communion. Then Tom knelt and handed Josh the trays of bread and wine and said, "Now you serve me." Josh nervously took the trays, and again he said, "Father, are you sure this is legal?" "Yes, it's legal. Just do it." Josh's eyes were darting from side to side as he looked over his shoulders, as if he expected at any moment the police, the FBI, the CIA, or the Pope to come rushing in to arrest him. Finally, he held the trays towards Tom, and as Tom received the sacrament, Josh muttered, "Body and blood for you. Hang in there," Tom said later. "Of all the communion rituals I have ever heard, I don't recall the words, 'hang in there,' in any of them. But at that moment for me, Holy Communion had never been more holy." Josh walked out of that shelter that day with an extra step in his spring in his step, and he was reported that he went everywhere saying, "You won't believe what just happened to me today." In fact, the story became so widespread that that day Josh became known on the streets as the Rev. What a powerful story. It's kind of ironic. You know, we gather around the table each and every Sunday, and we're not being able to do that today. But it's a good reminder that, you know, like for Josh, that day was the beginning of a new life in Christ, a new way of being accepted, of being known you were held by grace. He experienced an encounter with Jesus Christ at that communion rail. And what he did was amazing. He immediately went out to share that experience with others. You know, that's the story of the woman at the well. She went out there in the middle of the day, which was not the right time to go out to the well because it was hot. Usually you go out either in the morning or the evening. But she went out there so she wouldn't be around people because people were judgmental. People would judge her, make a case about her. And there, by herself out at that well, she encounters Jesus, who told her everything about her. But what he offered her was grace, not judgment. And she couldn't help but go and tell that. The way Jesus works is a new thing. It's a new thing. Especially in the Gospel of John, how he emphasizes Jesus' work and Jesus' words as being the important thing. Jesus' saving work is not dependent upon our works or our words, but on his works, words and works. And the thing is, Jesus comes to each of you, to me, face to face, whenever the words for you, when we gather at the table, we hear, this is the body of Christ for you, the blood of Christ shed for you. When those words are present, this gospel is about one more thing, and that is mission, about going. Jesus' work and work is not solely dependent upon our word and our deeds, but comes down to that point where we meet Jesus face to face in the Word of God and the sacraments of the Lord's Supper and baptism. Now, we can speculate all we want on how we have experienced Jesus at other times in our lives. But this is the one thing I want you to know. I want you to know that God has promised us. That God is present whenever His Word is preached. God is present whenever the water, the wine, and the bread are used with that word for you, freed of the burdens. We're sent then into the world to proclaim these wonders of God has done for us and for all people. It really is. So I say to you today, that is the word, the water, the word, bread, wine, that's been given to you. You are the reason Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. You are the woman at the well. You are the Josh at the communion rail. You are the redeemed child of God. You have tasted that water. Remember, repeat after me, I am a child of God, worthy of love and respect. And God will use me to change the world. Amen. Just a word about the hymn here. If you're following the melody line, this is not the melody we're going to be using. Go to 611 in the hymnal. That's the one we're familiar with, and that's the one we will sing today. 611. That's the trouble sometimes when we pick a hymn and there's two different melodies, especially in different parts of the hymnal. Thank you.
I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down, O weary ones, lay down your head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, so weary for His rest. I found in Him a resting place, He has made me glad. I heard the voice of Jesus say, behold, I freely give. Living water, thirsty one, look down and drink and live. I came to Jesus and I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in Him. I heard the voice of Jesus sing, in this dark world's light, look unto me, your Lord shall rise, and also see me bright. I looked to Jesus, and I found in Him my star, my sun, and in the light of truth I'll walk, traveling days are done.
I invite you to stand as you're able as we profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Okay, we're going to switch things up just a little bit here. I want you to turn to each other like I taught you. We're going to share the peace at this time. This side, the peace of Christ be with you. Okay, let's try that again. You know, here, on the count of three. One, two, three. Go for it, just go for it. Very good. We'll sing. We will sing our offertory at this time in our prayers of intercession will be following our offering offertory.
We lift our voices, we lift our hands, we lift our lives up to You. We are an offering. Lord, use our voices, Lord, use our hands. Lord, use our lives, they are Yours, we are an offering. All that we have, all that we are, all that we hope to be, we give to You, we give to You. We lift our voices, we lift our hands, we lift our lives up to You, we are an offering, we are an offering.
Turning our hearts to God, who is gracious and merciful, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. God of living water, send Your church beyond the boundaries to proclaim Your grace. May it witness to a source of refreshment for thirsty souls. Strengthen our voices that all people can know and believe that Jesus is truly the Savior of the world. Hear us, O God. God of living water, open the hearts of leaders and authorities. that they hear the cries of the suffering and act with compassion toward them. Bring peace to disputed lands and bring reconciliation to people divided by race and culture or nationality. Hear us, O God. God of living water, mend the hearts of those who grieve broken relationships, whether by conflict, abuse, divorce, or death. Draw near to all who are ill, especially today we remember Randy and Pam, Sue, Jeremy, Patty, Erica, Kathy, Kathy Fullerton, Janelle, Paul, Lexan, Sonia, Sharon, Kevin, Grace, Paul, Dima, Sean, Cassandra, Libby, Tracy, Ramona, Doug, Leo, and all those whom we name in our hearts. Assure those questioning your presence in the midst of doubt or suffering. Hear us, O God. God of living water, renew us in the promises of baptism. Join us together in worship, fellowship, and sharing your good news. Especially we remember those who are joining us today live stream, those from our companion congregation in Malawi and Father Rabusa, and all those who serve in our military families and who are bound in care facilities or confined to their homes. Grant them your peace and grant them hope. Hear us, O God. God of living water, renew us in the promises of baptism. Help us to remember that you are the ultimate healer. We come before you to pray for those infected with this virus. We pray for not only their healing, but for them to be comforted while they heal. Lord, please help us as we work to eradicate every ounce of this virus. Please heal every cell, every infected part. We pray for no lasting effects. Please heal those affected inside and out, and provide them with the medical care they need, with the medications they need, and with the healing, not only physical but spiritual, so that they may live life and live abundantly. Hear us, O God. God of living water, we come to pray for those who are caring for the sick. It takes a kind and selfless heart to care for those who are sick. And so we pray for them. We pray that you would be their source of rest, their source of replenishment when weary, and their source of hope in overwhelming times. We pray blessings upon these caregivers. We also pray for their health, that they may not fall ill. We pray for their protection and help. Help those who are giving to be protected as they help others nurse back to health. Hear us, O God. God of living water, we thank you for those who endured suffering and who now boast in the glory of God. Pour your Holy Spirit into our hearts and give us peace as we live in the hope of our salvation. Hear us, O God. According to your steadfast love, O God, hear these prayers and all our prayers as we commend them to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Remember us in your kingdom, O Lord, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our ascending song. O Master, let me walk with you. invite you to please sit for a moment and just a few announcements. The plans for this week are kind of we'll be making daily decisions upon them. I can tell you that Wednesday's table will be meeting, but we're also going to be offering takeout bag lunches or bag meals for people to come and take, at least for this week, okay? Because we understand that hunger does not stop just because there's sickness going around. So please consider that and even get that word around. I've made a decision as far as the midweek Lenten services as of yet. But please watch Facebook and the webpage for announcements like that. And I'll remember to tell Jane, and she'll we'll put announcements on the voicemail to make sure that we get the information as clear as possible. Josie, you want to say anything about the candles and the bulb sale? Okay. Okay. Very good. I'll just let you. Oh, the pop-up shelter will also be. Do you want to say how we're going to work that here during this time?
The pop-up shelter or the pop-up.
Not shelter, but pantry.
Is going to work just like it has been. Wednesday is 5:15 until 5:30 or 5:45. We have increased the number of food in each bag to go. We also have a lot of on-hand items that can be taken as people want. So please support that food pantry. We've been seeing a lot of talk on Facebook that there's a lot of people that will be in need. There are a lot of families that will not be receiving free meals at school or food handouts that way. So I anticipate a lot of people coming and needing that resource.
Okay, thank you. Any other announcements this morning? What? 2.5 weeks? To order flowers for Easter. Okay, any other announcements? Everybody has to have two snacks? Okay. Well, anyway, you know what time it is then, right? Love,
Jesus.
Grow,
Jesus.
Serve,
Father.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.